Auckland's Radio. Good afternoon, it's Doreen Pipe here, part of the Just Women team. And I'm delighted to be joining Dave again this week, but not so delighted that we're highlighting a week called Anti-Bullying Week. And we have a guest with us today, Linda Berger, who is a critically acclaimed novelist on a books called Demons and Thieves. But more to the point, she has written a song which basically comes from the heart about bullying and what it can do to people, to their families, and how we can actually highlight this and stop it happening. So welcome, Linda, to our studio.
Thank
you. Perhaps you'd take us on a journey as to why you're here today.
Well, my journey started out many years ago where, because of low self-esteem, I suffered a fair bit of bullying, both inside and outside of school. I didn't tell anybody about it, and I remember the day that I left school, and I left it early, and I walked out from the building, down the pathway, and everybody else was with their friends, and I was on my own. And it stayed with me, really, that the bullying that I went through stayed with me through life, and I suppose I became a bit of a loner, really, but I expressed it through my music. And when I came to write the book Demons and Thieves, I introduced my protagonist, Tad Bailey, who he himself is bullied. And really, Tad's journey is one of discovery and freedom through fantasy.
So it's quite a, this is a positive book on bullying from your not so positive experiences as a child.
Yes, it's bullying is one aspect of his life, but the journey for anyone who's suffering bullying is really to find themselves and to focus on their journey, not to focus on those that are persecuting them.
That's a difficult thing, though, because when you're being bullied, and we are talking about children here from quite a young age,
yes,
that is a hugely difficult thing
it
to
is,
do, isn't it?
Is.
Focus on that.
It is.
I should say that the reason that I am interviewing today is that within my own family we've had, and I will call it a tragedy of bullying of my own niece, who now in her mid-30s, in my view, it destroyed her life. It has not destroyed, but it made so difficult the lives of her brothers, her brother and her sister, and her parents, grandparents, everybody who touched that very special child has been drawn into the bullying. I don't know the faces of those bullies, those children who were probably 10 years old when this started. But I wonder if their lives have been destroyed to the level of that special child. So you highlighting this week as part of Anti-Bullying Week, I do see as something so important and kind of sad that we're still having to look at that now, and probably worse because of cyberbullying, whereas hers was face-to-face.
Yes.
So, and you have written an amazing song, and I would say to everybody, download this song. It's written by Emily Burns. No, it's not written by Emily Burns. It's actually written by Linda, but it's sung beautifully by Emily Burns.
Yes.
Tell us about that song. What? How did you get those words?
Do you know, I was thinking about that only this morning. It actually started off with the music, because my daughter, who was also bullied at school, she really introduced me to current music. And I decided one day just to study it, just the format of it all. And then I began thinking about my book and the journey of the lad, Tad, and the bullying aspect. And the words just came, having written already some music for the song. So it was really quite a magical process. I'm not quite sure how it came about, but the words just poured out, really.
So it was cathartic, therapeutic?
All of that, yes.
Well, I'm pleased for you, and actually I'm kind of pleased for the anti-bullying lobby too, because this is a lovely song. And I don't know, Dave, whether we are playing this at all on Brooklands.
Oh, yes, as soon as the interview is over, we play the track. It's a very good track. I've been listening to it this morning. Yeah.
Fantastic. So there we go. Please stay on the line and actually listen to this, everyone, because it is a wonderful song, a very modern song, and tremendous backing you've got here. The whole team that you used had been working with Robbie Williams, Estelle, and Will Young, and they gave their time free for this song.
Yeah, it was magical, really. Beyond My Wildest Dreams. An acquaintance of mine introduced my song to contacted Abbey Road Studios, and it fell into the hands of Rob Cass, who's a producer there, and he loved it. And he, together with Pierce McIntyre and Emily, who sings it, tweaked it, and the song is, as you will hear shortly, so pleased. They did such a fantastic job with it.
Well, I would say to everybody, listen to the words of this. They described here as magical by the very lady who wrote the song, but they are powerful, but they're modern. So do listen to this song and perhaps maybe download it and get some money into this particular charity. Now, the other aspect of bullying, when we track back to perhaps our own childhood, bullies were face-to-face. Now you have the cyber bully.
Yes.
How does one deal with this? What support is there for children when they're suffering?
There are a number of organisations out there who offer help. The thing that I don't quite get is that, and I know this to be true because my daughter did this, but when a child or a kid encounters cyberbullying, they still seem to go on to the internet to read more about it. And what I don't quite understand is why they don't keep away from the site. I think there needs to be more of an emphasis on that, really. If you are encountering cyberbullying, keep off that particular site.
It sounds so simple when you say it like that, but perhaps cyberbullying could be regarded almost as a drug, because you can't give it up. You want to know who is beyond that screen. Who is this trying to get at me in my space? And one would hope that we know that schools have bullying strategies in place. But the sadness is that it is still carrying on, as you say. And I hope, and I looked on the sites, and please do check out Anti-Bullying Week online. Google it and see what's going on there. CBeebies, it's going to very young children as well to try and stop bullying, but to report it.
Yes.
That's the important thing.
That's
Don't hold
important.
It into yourself. Mm. So would you say that once your daughter, I'm making an assumption here, you have a very open relationship, she told you what was going on?
She did. I'm one of the lucky ones. We have a great trust between us. I'm not sure it's the same for all kids, and so they're very much on their own. And I remember when I first started thinking about how bad the anti-bullying, the bullying had got, was, I don't know if it was a year or 2 years ago, there was a girl that committed suicide, and she's not alone, there's more that have, and I just, my heart goes out to their parents and their family and to the victims themselves. For me, it's about not giving it the focus that they are giving it, and instead focusing on your own journey, keeping away from that which is not serving you. That's, as you said earlier, it's harder to do.
But this is children, and I use the word children, teenagers, they are vulnerable, they can be on their own, and they will try and cope, won't they? They'll do their best. I can do that. I can do that. And in this case, sometimes you just can't do it alone. Is Childline there to support any children who are being bullied?
There's Childline. There's a lot of anti-bullying organisations. If you Google them, they're all there. It's just whether the individuals pick up the phone.
Yeah, I think that's the difficult thing, isn't it? As any child is actually asking, and admitting that something is going wrong in their lives. And the cyber bully they're faceless. You don't know what that person is. Do you know them? Are they a child? Are they an adult? You don't know. Mm. And nor does the parent. And this is a very difficult area. And one genuinely would hope that the schools are supporting the children, and I'm sure that they are. Their youth centres that they go to are helping them to understand and report these problems. But it's I suppose the key person is your mum or your dad or your main carer.
Yes.
Tell them. Would that be your message?
Yes, it certainly would be. Or indeed a teacher.
Yes.
Somebody that you trust.
Yes.
But do tell someone, because a problem shared is a problem halved, as they say.
Yeah. Perhaps that's the thing that we should say to children more often. You know,
yes.
That's such a simple old saying, you
yes.
know, that problem shared is halved.
Yes.
And that half of it we can help you with.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's actually an amazing kind of like saying for today, in using the word cyber, but that is a very old saying, isn't it? And yet it holds so true today.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that, you know, looking at the people you've got who worked on that song, they're at Abbey Road. I mean, check it out, everybody. This is where the Beatles walked across the road and sang. But this song, Emily has walked across the road to Abbey Road and sung a song that is hurting children today, and her song written by Linda can indeed bring this to everybody's notice and hopefully help.
Mm.
And that's really I suppose what you'd hope to do today, is it?
Well, I'm really pleased to say that schools across the country have picked up the song and they're singing it in assemblies.
Oh, how fantastic
music. Yes,
that is marvellous to hear.
Had a wonderful response, and yeah. with the book as well. So yes, it's been really good, and I'm hoping that it will give children something to hang on to.
Well, that's phenomenal, because we hear a lot, obviously, the Band-Aid song, we've had Children in Need, but this is, to our listeners, this is our local song, but everybody in Brooklands Radio could actually pass that on across
Absolutely.
The UK and,
yes.
and say, just check this out to children who are suffering.
Yes.
Suffering. And this song can really sort of help bring that hopefully to an end to those children, but it can highlight it so much more.
Yes, I mean, if they want to download it, it's a free download from demonsandthieves.com.
Oh, so it's free? So
it's
there's
free.
No excuse
no,
here.
There's no
Listen, this gets better and better for you at Brooklands Radio. Download this song and, you know, play it, listen to it. And perhaps you too could have conversations on bullying and how we can indeed, you know, stop that. And I think coming to the end of our interview now, Linda, I'd like to thank you for coming in today. Your story has been hard for you, for your daughter, but what a positive thing to write books, to write the song, and for bringing the attention of Anti-Bullying Week to us here at Brooklands Radio and to our listeners.
You're most welcome.
You are very welcome here anytime.
Thank you.
And any listeners to Just Women, we're going to get Linda to come on to Just Women and talk to us in more depth about what she has done in her career and more about anti-bullying. Dave, over to you, and thank you for your time today. Brooklands Radio.